Thank you for calling Lord's on Germany and Urban. How can I help you?
Yes, can I speak to your manager, please?
Your name?
My name is Ruth Lovell.
One moment. Hi, this is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelly. Are you the acting manager?
Yes, I am, sweetie. How can I help you?
Oh, great. Well, Kelly, I'm calling to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for sending me a young gentleman. Just a moment. I have his card. Jonathan Zamuda. I may be mispronouncing his last name. Z-U-M-E-T-A. Hello?
Yes, that's
Hello?
Zamuda. Yes, sweetie. I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is one of the most customer-conscious service tech I have ever had in my home. He cleaned up after himself. He saw I had white carpet. He took his shoes off, went out in the truck. That man is a miracle worker. Plus, he fixed the problem. He's coming back out Monday because I need to put a different type of termination at the top, which I suspected too. And I just wanted to tell y'all, I got on the internet and found y'all. You guys are awesome. And I have never been so happy in my life with a company. He also said, he said, well, ma'am, thank you, but you need to go on the internet and make a comment if you don't mind, because that's how y'all get y'all's reputation, which is what led me to call y'all guys to begin with. But I just wanted to tell you, thank you so very much for his courtesy. I mean, he never stopped working the whole time he was here. I've never seen a tech. I mean, he didn't sit there. He came up, introduced himself, had on a badge with a picture, which was awesome to let a man in your house, you know what I mean? I cannot say enough good about this young man, and I told him I would want the rest of the repair work done, but only if he could be the one to come back out, because he explained everything he did before he did it, and he let me look at the meter and all of that. And I just wanted to tell you, Kelly, you've got a terrific company that does that. People appreciate that.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. That's what we strive for here at the company. I mean, we wouldn't be this company wouldn't be where it's at without our customers. And we really, really appreciate the time and the effort that you've called in. I will make sure that our head technician, you know, supervisor knows, and Jonathan's right, you know, he gets his reputation as well as the company, if you don't mind, you know, writing a review. But like I said, thank you very much. We're pleased
to hear that we're doing our job.
We're trying to have our community, you know, informed, and our customers and our future customers to know that we're here to, you know, strive to meet all your needs and, you know, educate y'all on what we can. And make sure no one, you know, takes advantage of the situation, because, you know, it's a lot with chimneys and dryer vents and people don't understand things. But we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Well, I know how important it is because I work for Stewart & Stevenson. I purchase engines and transmissions. Does that tell you anything? I know how important it is in warranty, getting the right people on the right job. I'm going to spread your name all over my neighborhood here in Kingwood because I have a fireplace, and if I ever have a problem, guess who I'm calling? But he's going to come back out Monday. But I just have one question, Kelly, if you don't mind. Do I go to the info@lordschimney.com to make a comment? Is that where I go?
No, sweetie. You can go to the you can actually go to the main website, www.lordschimney.com. You can leave the review there, or you can do it on Google. Google is one of the fastest ways. You just Google Lord's Chimney, and you can write it right there. I think that's a better, faster way.
Dot Lord's com. I'm sorry.
You can go to just if you go on your Google, just type in Lord's Chimney, and our webpage should come out, and it says right there on the right side, write a review, and you can write a review right there.
And there's something else I need to tell you. I told him. I said you. Your mother raised you right. He cleaned up. I mean, it was a job, let me tell you. And he did not make a mess. He cleaned. And I said, I appreciate that so much. And I said, I want to call and brag about you to your boss. You know what he said? He goes, ma'am, I'm just doing my job. I appreciate it. But you need to get on the website and help my company. So everybody, because he said, we're all trained the same way. He was so modest, so humble, that I thought, oh my gosh, there is good companies in this world that's not after the fast buck. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Well, no, I don't want to take up your...
We try. I mean, we have good leadership here. The owners are great people with great beginnings and values, and we try, and that's the leadership that we're trying to give all our employees, from the office all the way to the technicians, anybody in the office, anybody that represent Lords. That's what we're trying to do. That's our goal. So I'm really happy to hear that, you know, my employees and myself are really trying to do something good for the community, and you're one of them, and we appreciate it. We really do.
Well, I tell you what, God bless y'all. I mean that very sincerely, because the air conditioning guy that discovered about all this, he had me, I thought I was going to have a fire from the way he freaked me. He goes, no, you need to call a handyman out to do it. And I thought, hey, I work on engines and transmissions. I want warranty, and I ain't calling no handyman. So I got on the internet and I found y'all. And I want to help somebody the way I was helped, by letting them know that the cleaning up after themselves was a big thing to me when you have white carpet, let me tell you. And he was just absolutely, he was very polite, very modest, and says, let me explain what I'm doing now. And he said, and this is where it needs to be. And I was almost at a one. Did I tell you how stopped up the vent was? And because I saw it on the meter. And then when he got finished, it was, we called it a five, but it kept dropping a little bit, and 4 to 5 is the norm. And I'm just so pleased with this company. And my neighbors, I live in a, you know, like a retired community. All of us are basically retired. And I know I will be getting calls today going, hey, what's wrong? Because, you know, it was like, hey, you had a repairman out. And you never know, because these houses were built with the wrong yoke at the top. You know, it didn't let it breathe is what's happening.
Oh.
And and he showed me what he was going to put in there, showed me how it worked. And if I didn't think the young man, I'm only 5 feet tall, Jonathan's not much taller than me, if I hadn't thought he'd have been offended, I would have hugged his neck when he left.
Aww.
Because he was so nice to me. So was, and so calm. And believe me, that means a lot. Well, I appreciate your time, Kelly.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us your feedback. We really appreciate it. Anytime, anything we can help, even with a phone call, a question, that's what we're here for, ma'am. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And like I said,
oh, God bless you.
You would greatly help the community by writing that review for him. He's correct. And that's the best gift, you know, a customer can give us back, because we really, really appreciate the feedback from everyone, making sure that we're doing the best we're supposed to do, you know, making our home, you know, the owners also proud that the employees they have, they really care for this company, because we really do. It's a small family-owned company, but they're just really great people that really want the best for the community.
Well, they're good Christian people, it sounds like, and
yes,
I hope I don't offend you.
I know
I'm not supposed to say that in the public world, but, you know, I'm still one of these people that will tell you I believe in God and good Christian living, and your company shows that. And coming from the background of, we built fracking equipment, okay, and coming from my background, it is amazing when you find one good company, you want to spread the word about them. And you guys are just unbelievable. The stuff that he taught me today, I didn't know. It was great knowing, you know. And
yes.
But he was very patient and very kind. And I mean, talk about coming in, getting your job done and leave. That's the way he operates. And he's a very nice young man. That says a lot for you guys, and I just wanted to take the time, because I'm one of these people coming from the service side of the business myself. If somebody ain't real good to me, they get a phone call. You know what I mean? If they're rude and all of that. But I also try to do the right thing, and when you have an exceptional company and an exceptional young man, I also make the time to say thank y'all very, very much.
Well, thank you, Miss Ruth. Thank you, and God bless you. You, like I said, you have a good week, and I will make sure that everyone here and that needs to know will know.
Please.
I sure will. I promise.
How about Jonathan?
Thank you so much.
If he can't come out Monday, if he cannot come out Monday, I've already told him, nobody else can come out but him Monday to finish the job.
Okay, no problem. We'll make sure it's Jonathan. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you,
Ms.
Kelly, for your time.
You have a wonderful weekend. No problem.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.